With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has announced trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. President Trump also announced the removal of U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and other commodities. This move comes amid pressure to address high consumer prices. Mr. Trump had focused on tariffs to boost domestic production and the U.S. economy. However, recent off-year elections showed economic concerns as a top issue. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kyiv, killing six people and wounding at least 35, including a pregnant woman.
This was the most severe attack on Kyiv for several weeks. Explosions could be seen and heard across the night sky as Russian missiles and drones competed with the capital's air defenses. The emergency services said many people had been wounded and there were reports of several deaths. Pictures posted on social media showed direct hits on several high-rise apartment blocks. There was also damage caused by falling debris, with reports of fires in buildings across much of the city. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, described it as a massive enemy attack and warned supplies of power and water could be restricted. Public transport was also disrupted.
BBC correspondent James Lansdale reporting. On Wall Street today, the Dow down by 309 points, the Nasdaq rose 30, the S&P declined 3. This is SRN News. Texas will be allowed to ban drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the state can bar all, quote, sexually oriented performances if they take place in the presence of children. Texas lawmakers are not seeking to outlaw drag shows entirely. They just want to end the practice of kids watching them. State Attorney General Ken Paxton hailed the ruling, saying, quote, "I will always work to shield our children from exposure to erotic and inappropriate sexually oriented performances." Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of 17 transgender members of the Air Force is suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of their early retirement pensions and benefits. The lawsuit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed it would deny all transgender service members who have served less than 2 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. This is SRN News. Doritos and Cheetos are getting a makeover.
PepsiCo says it's launching toned-down versions of its bright orange snacks that won't have any artificial colors or flavors. Doritos and Cheetos Simply NKD will hit store shelves December 1st. It's part of a much broader shift underway at the company that announced in April it would accelerate a planned transition to using natural colors in its foods and beverages. Jason Walker reporting.
Nearly two dozen babies in 13 states have been sickened in a growing outbreak of infantile botulism linked to recalled ByHeart infant formula. The Food and Drug Administration reported 23 cases of confirmed or suspected illnesses in babies who consume ByHeart formula since August. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.